I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. Although we're in the throes of winter, the DNR's spring trout stocking is already underway. I'll tell you more about it right after this. Calling it the spring stocking schedule may be the official name, but it certainly does not seem accurate when the DNR is deciding if the roads are too slick and ice-covered for the stock trucks to travel them. Nevertheless, the trout stocking schedule for 2015 commenced to the first week of January. Tom Oldham with the Coldwater Fisheries Program says they do their best to stay on track in these cold months.
We kind of have to respond to everything on a day-to-day basis. The guys have the best intentions, and they make a schedule, but they have to kind of rethink things every morning based on the road conditions and so forth.
Some of the best known trout streams are due to be stocked this month, but they are also some of the hardest to reach.
Upper Schaefer's, Cranberry, Williams, you know, those kind of places, the West Fork of the Greenbrier there, you know, places that are back on the National Forest away from the main road, typically have a lot of other weekend road riders who, you know, kind of pack it down, and it turns to ice real easy, and it doesn't thaw out.
But whether they're delayed or not, the fish will eventually get there and be stocked. Oldham says the waters are pretty cold right now, and it's a shock to the system of those fish when they are tossed in.
You know, the waters out there are just barely above freezing, and these fish would prefer to be in water that's, you know, say 50, 55 degrees, and they would probably even grow better, say, at 60 degrees, so It's quite a bit of a shock, as you mentioned, and we do have some fish loss from that. But at the same time, we gain so much by stocking early in the year like this, because the rest of the fish in the hatchery have extra space to grow into, and we can, you know, gain more poundage for the fishermen ultimately.
Since it's so cold and the fish are that lethargic, you'll need to keep that in mind as you're fishing for them.
Well, the main thing is to fish everything real slow. So baits would tend to work better at this time of the year. Or if you did use a spinner or something, you would need to fish them or retrieve them very slowly. Because the fish, they're going to respond to the cold water, and they're going to move slower and so forth. And they're not going to feed as actively as they would, you know, at 50 versus 30.
The trout stock information is updated daily on the DNR's website, wvdnr.gov. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Reports.